Welcome to the Tea with Tina, your favorite podcast where we talk all things health, fitness, lifestyle, and maybe a little bit of tea gets spilled. We chat all about this in a super casual environment. So grab your beverage of choice, sit back, relax, and enjoy. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Tea with Tina podcast. Today, we are going to be chatting about something that you probably are interested in hearing about. It's tracking your nutrition without macro tracking, okay? This is really important because, as always, we see a lot of our concepts as black and white, one end of the spectrum to the other. It's all or nothing. And macro tracking is actually on a spectrum. You don't have to completely track, you know, calories, protein, carbs, fat, fiber, sugar, weigh every single ounce of food. Now you can, and I will say that the more accurate and extreme you are with your tracking, the more likely you are to get quicker, faster results because you're just collecting more accurate data, right? But, you know, we have actually two ends of the spectrum. The one end of the spectrum would be not tracking at all and simply taking, you know, a photo diary, a food photo diary, which I use in my coaching app with my clients. That is one feature that we have available. And you can kind of like eyeball your portions, more of an intuitive eating. You know, you're aware and you're trying to make healthier choices, but it's not so calculated. And then, like I said, we have the full range of tracking and everything in between. You know, you could do calories and protein. You can eyeball your portions. You can do just calories. So there is a range and it depends on the person and the preferences, what their goals are, how quickly they want to reach their goals. So there's a lot of context there, but just know that you have options. And something also I want to stress is that tracking is a tool. It is not a diet. Okay. It's not a diet. It is literally the nutrition label, every single nutrition label. Like, it is a law to have a nutrition label on things that say, this is what it's made of. This is the calories, this is the protein, the carbs, the fat. And of course there's, you know, the other things in there. But you are simply just looking at the food you're eating and saying, this is what's in it. And these are the, you know, calories that I set for myself to hit my goal. And I need to eat things to fit this goal. So I'm just looking at how much is in each thing. It's like a little math equation, right? And I think when you view it like that, it's a lot easier. And it is by far the easiest tracking tool, nutrition tool, I believe, out there. It gives you the most power. It doesn't lie to you. There's no emotion in it. It's like, you know, okay, you ate a 2000 calorie meal. This is bad. You need to switch it up and, you know, be a little bit healthier with your goals. Okay. Or you've been eating stuff and this is why you haven't been seeing progress. It's because you're eating way too many carbs, not enough protein. And it shows you. And a lot of people are scared of that because a lot of us don't want to face the true numbers. Like, we all know we're not stupid. We all deep down know, like, if we're eating bad, maybe we're eating too much. I don't want to say bad because there's not necessarily good or bad eating, but you're not eating in accordance to your goals, right? You know, not enough protein, too much carbs, too much fat, too much processed foods. And we just kind of pretend, if we don't look at it and don't think about it, that it didn't happen, that we don't snack on the stuff. Like, we tracked perfectly all day, but then we binge ate at night. Like, oh, that didn't happen. You know, I was so perfect throughout the day. If I just look at those numbers, I'm good. So it really is a mindset shift, and it helps bring things out to the light. And it kind of hurts sometimes because the truth hurts, but it really brings us a lot of value and it shows us, yes, this is why you are not hitting your goals. So that's why I like macro tracking. But if you're not ready for that, or, you know, you've tracked for a while and you're looking to kind of ease yourself off of tracking, because I take breaks from tracking. Tracking, again, is just to hold me accountable, to tighten up my routine a little bit, just to make sure I am getting enough nutrients. But there's times where I'm like, I'm going to take a little bit of a break. I know what to eat. I can just keep eating the meals I have. I know the portion sizes. I've been measuring them for long enough now. You can kind of ease off of the tracking, right? So let's get into how you can track nutrition without macro tracking. So first up, you want to start with food quality. Okay, I actually did a series for my clients about this, and generally the reason that I preach about don't eat processed foods or as many processed foods, you want to eat more whole nutrient dense foods, is because the more processed foods you tend to eat, the less nutrients tend to be in there because they're stripped of the nutrients so they can stay shelf stable. They usually pump them full of carbs, fats, sugars, salts to enhance the flavor and taste. So the quality of the food is not as good and you're just getting less bang for your buck. You might be getting a ton of calories while not getting nearly enough nutrients to keep you satisfied, but it will taste really good, right? So definitely trying to improve food quality will already indirectly get you more balanced meals. You'll be hitting more nutrients. You're going to stay fuller longer, all those fun things. And I always like to tell clients to look at what you're already eating and see how you can make it a little bit better. You don't have to completely shift what you're eating and be like, well, you have to, you know, you hate smoothies, too bad. The only way to lose weight is if you make this fancy smoothie for breakfast and do all this and associate what you would eat with as a healthy person. Like, no, I literally meal prepped ground bison with Annie's protein mac and cheese, which tastes like regular mac and cheese this week, and I made it fit my macros because I was craving mac and cheese and it was delicious and I loved it. So you do not have to eat like, you know, a stereotypical healthy person to reach your goals. And that is the beauty of macro tracking, flexible dieting, all of that fun stuff. But take a look at what you're eating. How can you make it less processed? For instance, like bread is a good one. If you're eating, maybe a sugary muffin in the morning, like you get a breakfast muffin, or you're eating a bagel or toast, like a healthier alternative would be a whole wheat type bread. I like Ezekiel bread. It is sprouted grain, so it's less processed. There's more nutrients. The calories aren't really that different, but I notice it keeps me fuller longer just based off the quality of it. So that could be an upgrade that you do, switching to whole wheat, whole grain, sprouted grain. So you're upgrading the quality. Maybe you don't even include any fruits and vegetables in a certain meal and you have like eggs. Okay. How can we make this more nutrient dense? Picking up a bag of frozen peppers and onions or spinach or kale, salsa, whatever you want, throwing that in there. Maybe having a side of berries with your omelet so you can upgrade it. Maybe having some Canadian bacon in there for added protein, or you add egg whites to your regular eggs for a ton of protein for virtually no calories. So you see, there's a lot of ways that we can take what we're doing and make it a little better. Yogurt would be another one. Maybe you get the really sugary, like processed yogurt that tastes really good. Maybe we can upgrade that. Like, you know, maybe it's the Chobani and it's like, I don't know, I'm trying to think, like 8 grams of protein and there's maybe like 20 grams of sugar in there, right? Well, Oikos Pro, okay, Oikos has Pro yogurt, or there's Ratio yogurt. They're 20 to 25 grams of protein. The flavor quality is still there, and you're going to get less sugar. There's Too Good yogurt, which has 2 grams of sugar. It's, I want to say like 10 or 12 grams of protein, but again, it's less processed, 80 calories. So it's better macros for virtually the same thing, right? Or if you want to get even more extreme, the Faye plain Greek yogurt, which I praise, sing from the praises. The calories are great. It's like 90 calories and you can get like a shit ton of protein. So, you could flavor it with honey and berries. You can use it as a sour cream alternative. There's all kinds of fun stuff you can do with it. So looking at what you already have and making upgrades to it can really transform your diet. It really can. Gosh, even just if you're at McDonald's and you're getting a burger, I tell people, why don't you get like chicken nuggets? Or like Wendy's is good for this. If you got like a 10-piece chicken nugget meal over like a burger, you're going to save the calories on the bun. It's going to be more protein, but you still get to eat the fast food, but that's going to be the better option. So something as simple as that is huge. So take a look at what you're already eating and make those healthy swaps, okay? And this kind of piggybacks off what we were talking about, but adding more color, protein, making things less processed, taking current meals you love and making them a bit healthier. Okay. So I kind of went into that. practice mindful eating. Okay. I'm on the fence with this, and I think this kind of comes down to the person, because I don't think any one tip like this is right or wrong. It comes down to context. I have been somebody, I'm not going to lie, that has always been a fast eater. my parents, we would sit at the dinner table to eat, but we would watch TV and chat. I just always ate fast. My husband's the same way. We go into the restaurant, we eat like super fast. We'll watch TV, or if I'm busy, I might stand up and be eating. I personally don't feel like this affects my eating that much. Like, I don't have like crazy hunger or deals with issues with snacking and things. So this, I feel like I don't personally need. So if you're somebody who's busy and maybe you do need to eat your lunch while you're at your desk at work, you don't have to do this, but it is something worth thinking about. You know, can you take some time to really focus on your food? Because if you're somebody who's maybe an emotional eater or you're dealing with hunger, taking some time, or a mindless eater with like bags of potato chips, this could work for you. So taking some time to be more present with your food and enjoying what you are eating, slowing down, chewing slower, helps with digestion and just learning to truly enjoy your food and being present with it. Over time, I think can help, and really with the mindless eating, I think is going to be the biggest thing. But I will let you know, if you are a snacker, the biggest issue I see is I think we're just not at the core. A lot of us aren't getting the right nutrient profile, the right nutrient balance. A lot of these foods today, especially the ones that claim to be healthy, it's just we're simply not getting enough balance of protein, carbs, and healthy fats. There's a lot of empty carbs out there. There's a lot of bad fats. If you're truly getting healthy fats from like really quality oils and nuts, even higher quality cheeses, you know, you're getting those whole nutrient grains from carbs and veggies and starchy vegetables, potatoes, rice. I actually got the whole grain rice mixture and I really love it. I think it's delicious. It's not stripped of any of its nutrients. It's not bleached or anything. So that's been kind of fun. I might be incorporating that into my routine. Whole meats, you know, I will say, like, I just did this the other day. I finally bit the bullet because it was more of a mental barrier for me. And like with the mac and cheese, I prepped my 4 ounces of ground bison. I seasoned it. I did a serving of the mac and cheese, and then I had air fryer asparagus with it. And I stayed so much more full and satisfied versus I could eat the same amount of calories and nutrients with maybe something that's more processed. Like maybe I did a protein shake or a protein bar, and it's just, it doesn't sit the same. You by far will stay fuller, function better, have more regularity if you eat more of those whole processed foods. That's why bodybuilders do it. And you don't have to take it to that extreme, but it's just facts. So if you are somebody who eats a lot of that processed stuff, like you're using the sugar-free Jell-O mix and you're trying to piece together all these like highly processed meals just for the sake of making it like a diet Frankenfood, you know, to fit it into your goals, you could find yourself being hungry. So try to incorporate a little bit of the fun stuff with the whole foods, and I think you'll see a really big difference. Okay. And let me see what we got here next. All right. And the last thing I want to leave you with, this was kind of more of just an open-ended episode. I had some brief talking points here. I didn't want to make it super, super long, but I still hope you found a lot of value out of this. The last thing, this one's important, and I actually do this in my coaching app. If you would like to utilize my coaching app, I actually have a newer offer that one of my clients dropped 15 pounds in a month from simply just using the app. Okay, so you're not going to really get anything custom, but you're going to have access to tracking your progress in the app, tracking basic habits, which I'm going to jump into here in a second. And I can assign you some general workouts. I'll even give you kind of like a general macronutrient goal. And you can use all the features in the app. She literally dropped 15 pounds in a month. And I'm actually offering that for only $25 a month. So if you wanted to get a sneak peek of the app, just something to get you started and staying a little bit organized and focusing on the basics, this would be a great option. Just DM me app, APP, and I can hook you up with that. I'll drop a link in the comments below if you wanted to try the app out as well. But tracking servings of fruits, vegetables, or colors, even protein per day can really help, because I guaranteed you 9 times out of 10, you're not eating enough fruits or vegetables in a day. You're not eating enough protein. And naturally, when you eat more of these things keep you fuller longer. They give you more nutrients. You're going to feel more energized. You're going to be more hydrated. So you're going to tend to eat less of the bad stuff. So this is a good instance where you're adding more into your diet and it actually benefits you in the long run. You'll be eating less of the bad stuff. So this has worked out great for my clients. I assign them a daily habit in the app to track like X amount of servings of vegetables or fruit, like maybe 3 to 5 servings a day. Protein, we'll set them a protein goal where they can track, you know, I hit 90 grams of protein today and they get to check it off. So this, I've seen huge improvements in people with their consistency. It's addicting to go into the app and just kind of check off their habit. So I love it. I definitely use it. And I think, you know, whether you use a planner, a printable tracker, maybe you have an app tracker on your phone, whatever, whatever you use, just trying to keep track of what you do eat in that aspect will keep you accountable, make you more aware, and just incorporate more healthy things in your diet. Okay. So these are some ways that you can track your food without tracking macros. So I hope it helps. If you're somebody who's brand new and you're like, oh my God, I don't even know where to start, this is a great option. Great option because you're starting with where you're at and just learning, like I said, to make it a little bit better. And I honestly think that's the best way long term to see results. All right. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, guys. Have a great rest of your day and I will chat with you soon. Bye for now.